strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here once again on my own this week. I think that Mackie, he put a plague on the Big Brother Canada house, but it really, it was a plague on the Big Brother Canada updaters. Mary is sick this morning, so she was not able to make the update. So I am here once again to update you on all the things that you need to know about the Big Brother Canada house on my own. So come hang out with me in the chat, and we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun talking about all the craziness going on in this Big Brother Canada 7 house. It was day 21 in the house, and really a lot going on. Obviously, Dane is our HOH. We know about his plan to nominate Kira and Chelsea. And the backdoor plan here is in play to get rid of Sam. And there's a lot of drama surrounding that. So let's get into it. All right. So we started the day with Anthony and Dane. Anthony is... Look, this is one of those Anthony days where... he is just all over the place. It's a nightmare, but it's also interesting, the way that he plays the game. Anthony is thinking. He's got his brain running today, and he is talking to Dane about, like, maybe we should keep Sam around a little bit. Maybe we should, you know, not keep Sam around, but have somebody else take her out for us. If we're the ones to do it, Adam might get so pissed that he's not loyal anymore. So it would be great if we could convince somebody like Corey, somebody like even Kira. It would be great if we could do that to get them to take Sam out. Just running some thoughts around. So Anthony is starting to think about this a little bit. But for now, the target remains Sam, that she is the backdoor target here. And she is not quite out of the hot water yet. Dane is going to do some work. He's going to talk to Kira. And he lets them know that they will be going up on the block. He does not tell them that they will be going up on the block next to Chelsea. He tells them that, you know, it's you and somebody else that's, you know, that whose name rhymes with Freddy or something along those lines. So heavily implies that it's going to be Kira and Eddie, but then goes on to say, but by the way, just so you know, totally unrelated to the nominations, let me throw Chelsea under every bus imaginable. And he tells them, hey, Chelsea has been trying to make all kinds of alliances without you. She tried to make a 7-person thing with these people. She tried to make a 6-person thing with these people. She has a final 2 with Eddie. And it's like so many alliances, and you're not included in any of them. And Kira was like, whoa, ouch, I don't like that. Then Dane goes and he talks to Chelsea. He does not tell Chelsea that she is going on the block. He tells Chelsea that Kira is going on the block. He says, hey, so Kira is definitely going up. And Chelsea's like, okay, and who's going up next to Kira? And he's like, well, I don't know. We'll see. And so Chelsea does her best to try and make it Eddie. Tries to get Eddie. He's a wild card. He talks about how he's you know, not under your control, so on and so forth. Everyone really trying to get Eddie on the block, but it's not gonna work here with Dane. But anyway, Kira after these two conversations, Kira is going to confront Chelsea about the information that they learned from Dane. And they are not happy. Not happy about it. Basically, Kira confronts Chelsea saying, hey, you made all these alliances. I wasn't included in any of them. What's going on? I don't understand. Were you playing me all along? Dane was saying that you were like using the fact that I had a crush on you and you've been manipulating me. And I feel manipulated. I feel like you've been using me. And Chelsea is just like, no, it's not. I'm sorry that I tried to do these things, but like, that was not my intention. You are like, I do care for you. I do like you. But you know, I was just trying to play the game. And, Kira, like, shades of Paris and Maddie, like really, really trying to lay on the guilt trip as thick as possible. Trying to just grind Chelsea into the dirt. Like, no, continue to apologize. Feel as bad as possible. And you can tell, like, this is a little manipulative because I think Kira, their ultimate goal out of this that you can sort of see peeking through is that, like, well, you know, at least now we get to hang out more. Get to know each other more as humans. And it's like, all right, Kira, come on. But this is going to continue throughout the day. Kira does feel very betrayed and they're basically going to be on about this for a while. But then by the end of the day, they're yet again kind of talking about like, oh, but I'm going to do everything for you. And it's just weird. It's just like, I don't like the, like, I feel betrayed, so do something for me, and then I won't feel betrayed. I don't know. It's a little weird. So, they have this conversation. Chelsea is completely, like, blah. Chelsea feels very bad about the Kira thing. Chelsea feels like, what, like, I must look like the worst person in the world where Kira is so upset about this. Like, they're making it out like I manipulated them. I used their feelings against them. Like, that's going to look terrible to Canada. And, you know, between that and the Kaylin thing where Kaylin talked about being a mother and having a hard life and, you know, trying to live her truth. And Chelsea, you know, was the evil villain that took her out and, you know, lied about her and all of this stuff. So Chelsea's starting to feel like, oh, my God, I just look terrible. And I look not on top of that. I look mean. I look bad and I look stupid because the guys played me and I underestimated them and I look like an idiot. And I just want to go home. I just want to watch from my television again where I can feel in control of my life. Like, I just don't. Like, if Kira, you know what? I'm just going to throw the veto and go home. I don't even care anymore. Just stop, please. And so that's really where Chelsea's head is at for honestly most of the day. Really, really defeated. But also being so image conscious that, you know, she's worried about particularly the Kira thing. But also she recognizes that, like, it's not a good look to just give up and die. So she's like, well, I want to just give up, but that's not what I'm supposed to do. So I'm not going to give up. So it's like, she's very conflicted. I don't think she will, obviously. She's going to try in the veto and she will, I think she'll get the fight back in her. She's not like full on blanketing by any means quite yet, but she's definitely feeling discouraged. Honestly, I think it's more so the Kira stuff, feeling like she looks like the bad guy, more so than feeling defeated in the game. That's really upsetting her. But Kira, after the berating and the guilt tripping, is like, but we're still, let's hang out and cuddle and and feel each other's faces, because you feel bad and we can do that now. Okay, Kira. So Kira has a plan to save Chelsea, and the plan is that Kira wants to convince Dane to backdoor. You'd think, right? This is the move. Convince Dane to backdoor Sam instead of Chelsea. That way they're both safe. And it's very possible Dane wants to do that already. Sorry, no, that's not the plan. That's not the plan Kira has. Kira's plan is to convince Dane to backdoor Adam. Yep. Remember that conversation they had about, Dane is secretly working with Adam and Anthony. Chelsea still believes this. Sam still believes this. Kira apparently has selective memory and has completely forgotten it, because their plan is to try and convince Dane to backdoor Adam. And they think that they can make it happen. They really, they completely believe in this plan. They're like, oh, Dane, he's so annoyed with Adam. I can totally make this work. And like, I'll give them some credit. Dane is very annoyed at Adam, but there's no way he's going to backdoor Adam. Nikki says, seems like Kira's mind went blank during the HOH comp. New week, new mind. Same drives though, same crush on Chelsea. So that's the plan. Chelsea's like, that's not gonna work. And Kira's like, no, I got this. And Chelsea's like, look, you can do whatever you feel is best for your game, but it's not gonna work. And Kira's like, no, this isn't for my game. I know I'm safe either way. This is for your game, Chelsea. Chelsea's like, okay. Whatever. I don't want to be seen as manipulating you, so I'm just going to like, just do you. Dane is going to talk with Anthony and some of the pretty boys. He still wants Sam gone. Backdooring Sam is still the plan. He wants one of them to win the veto so that Sam will go up, and that will be lovely. Meanwhile, Adam is going to talk with Mark, and Mark is very interesting in the Pretty Boys, especially yesterday. I was very intrigued watching him. I don't want to say this, but I feel I've kind of said this before, but I the more I see Mark, the more I feel it. I feel like we've been underestimating Mark to some degree. His social game is terrible. It's genuinely just awful. But he is probably the best person at playing the Pretty Boys inside that group. And I know a lot of people will say, no, Anthony. Anthony is in charge. Anthony runs the Pretty Boys. He tells them what to do. They do it like they're his lapdogs. And that's 100% true. But I do think that Mark knows how to maneuver within that. If that makes sense. And I'll try to explain why as we go here. Adam talks to Mark, and Mark is a sympathetic ear for Adam. Adam, who is always trying to talk to Dane, always trying to talk to Anthony, and they're just constantly like berating him, telling him, no, you're dumb. Sam is coming for you. Sam has to go. Mark listens to Adam and is like, no, I hear you. I understand. Like, I feel you. And so Adam is just like ranting. Like, Anthony is just so frustrating. He keeps trying to manipulate me into thinking that Sam is coming for me. And like, no, she's not. Stop trying to make me think that. And I just don't understand why they can't see that Sam is an asset to us, that she is not coming for us. That, you know, the whole point that he even said to me in the beginning of the game, like, get close to Sam, because then you'll go on the block next to her and we can take her out. That's the whole point. And now they want her gone, and it doesn't make any sense. We should use her. We should be taking her down to the end. It doesn't make any sense that we would want to take her out. And Sam is not coming for the boys. Sam will not put one of us up, but Esty and Kiki would put one of us. Esty and Kiki are coming for me. Sam, if Sam won, she's not touching the boys. So why would we be going after Sam over those two? It just doesn't make any sense. And Mark is like, yeah, you're right, Adam. you can't tell the other guys that I agree with you. Just see, like, I will deny it, but you're right. So they keep talking, and they talk more about how, you know, what Adam should do if he wins HOH, who he would go after. He'd probably nominate Eddie and Kiki with the goal to be getting Kiki out of the house. Mark agrees with that plan. Mark does think that the twins should be the next target because they are capable enough. They have enough connections, and they are they're the next big threat in the game. He thinks that Kiki is a great person to have leave next. And this is a very pressing conversation because later in the day, we're going to see that they're very much correct about their assessment for the most part. So they're having this conversation. They also talk a little bit more about Anthony, and Mark explains how he sees Anthony. They talk about how Anthony, basically, anytime Anthony hears his name, now all of a sudden you need to get that person out. It happened with Mackie. It's happening with Chelsea. Anytime he hears his name, boom, they have to go. It's got to be them. And it's for the group, but it's because Anthony heard his name. Mark also points out that Anthony is very easily manipulated, which it's not really what you'd immediately think, but he's actually kind of right, because what he says essentially is that all you need to do is convince him that you're being convinced by him, like that you're being manipulated by him, and he will believe anything you say. Case in point, he wanted to get Kaylin out until he had like one conversation with Kaylin where Kaylin acted like she was completely under his influence, and then all of a sudden he was like, I can control Kaylin, I want to keep Kaylin. Very easily manipulated. And when I heard this, I went, oh my god, that's exactly how Mark acts around Anthony. He does his absolute best to be like puppy dog eye, like, hey, you're my master, Anthony. And then when he's not with Anthony, when he's with people like Adam, he is like, yeah, I see what's going on with Anthony. He's doing his thing. I think Mark is playing Anthony a little bit. I think it's happening. So there you go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So they have that conversation. That's important to note. Mark really, at this point, the voice of reason within the group, probably the person that is best able to keep the group together. Dane is winning all these competitions. Anthony is directing them and manipulating the house. And Adam is basically Adam's job so far was bringing them together in the first place. And then it's funny because we thought Adam would have trouble with the women, but actually he really his main contribution to the alliance has been his relationship with Sam, Chelsea, and Kira, and keeping the guys safe during Chelsea's HOH week. So they all bring something to the table, and I think that's what's making it work here a little bit. So Chelsea and Sam are going to talk some more, and they're still on to the guys. They still agree. Anthony, Adam, and Dane, not Mark. Still don't see Mark, but Anthony, Adam, and Dane are definitely working together. Sam is like, yep, it's becoming clear now. It was hidden in plain sight. And they really underestimated them. But, this is What are you going to do? There's not much to do now. And they say, you know, Kira, for some reason, doesn't see that Adam is involved, but he definitely is. So this is, they still suspect Damien. Damien's going to have a talk with the guys at one point. Oh, look at all the guys in the room with Damien. Like, oh, Damien is your get out of jail free card. He'll help you. It's important to note for Sam, because Sam has essentially gone from, Sam has done a complete 180 from where she was even just last week, where all of a sudden she is in a position where she is being torn in a bunch of different directions and she is doing everything that she can to stay alive. And it's hard to sort of get a true grasp of where she stands because she has nobody anymore. She literally has nobody left that she can be like 100% always totally open and honest with. Because basically what's happened is she realizes that Adam's working with the guys. Okay. So she would have preferred to break that up, but then Dane won HOH and Dane is now coming after what she thinks is Chelsea. So now in order to survive, she needs to leave Chelsea, you know, on the side of the road and be like, sorry. And she also still likes Adam, and they are talking about like, hey, no matter what happens in the game, even if you're the one that gets me out, I'm the one that gets you out, we will try to make something work on the outside. So she's trying to, you know, maintain her relationship with Adam, deal with her feelings for Adam, and at the same time stay alive in the game. She recognizes that these guys are working together and that, you know, Adam has basically screwed them over by revealing information about what they said to the guys, and that's what's part of what's putting them in trouble. But she also feels like Adam is the one person that can keep her safe this week because Adam has that in with the guys. And so now she feels like her only way forward is to get in with the guys. So she's talking the guys up to Adam and trying to convince the guys that, hey, I'm good with you guys. I want to work with you guys. I'm totally cool. Because if she sees that Chelsea's going to leave and she has nobody else, everybody else hates her. And so she's trying to do all of these things. And, you know, it's interesting to watch. She's really put in a tough spot. And I think she's doing her best here. I think there's not much more that she could be doing in this position. And it's really interesting to watch her try and maneuver through the week because, you know, she's, like I said, she's basically her entire game just got completely blown. And now she is, just in this very strange, position. So Kiki and Esty are also going to talk about the possibility of a guy's alliance, kind of out of nowhere. I do wonder if part of this stemmed from their conversation with Chelsea, that we didn't really see where they talked about a potential girls' night. Or if anything was hinted at all, they have had some conversations where Chelsea's been kind of like walking around the idea of a guys' alliance. So I wonder if this is sort of becoming part of the ether, but, Kiki, or it could also be that, you know, Anthony is talking to Esty about like, hey, you should trust me, Dane, Mark, and we should keep Adam around for a long time. And so they're talking about the possibility of a guys' alliance, and they think the people in it might be Anthony, Dane, Adam, and maybe Mark. And they're like, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, but, you know, Dane is more loyal to us than he would be to them, for sure. We trust Dane 100%. He's with us and Damien. Absolutely. And you know what? We can trust Anthony too. He's totally cool. So it's like, oh, no. Oh, almost there. You were close. And this is why, I think Mark is totally right that these are the next big threats to their game, even the Pretty Boys game, even though, you know, they're still kind of talking themselves out of it. The problem is, and Anthony is going to start to realize this later in the day as well, that, you know, Anthony was talking about, okay, we need to make sure that people are targeting each other. I've kind of made the mistake of telling Corey to get tighter with Kiki and Esty. So Kiki and Esty are starting to become a problem because they're tight with Damien. They're, you know, they have a relationship with Corey. If Sam leaves, who are they going after? So Anthony is starting to see it, and I wonder if by next week Kiki and Esty will start to be bigger targets. Probably Kiki before Esty at this point, because this Esty being closer to Dane, it's kind of like a pendulum thing where at first it was good and then it became a liability, and now it's back to good again because the pretty boys are completely in power. So lots happening there with Esty and Kiki. Yeah. Twins almost had it. They were close. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat as we go along here. But here we go. We're going to have the nomination ceremony. Chelsea and Kira are nominated for eviction. Dane, in his speech, or at some point, says about Chelsea, that she is forming all kinds of alliances, a 7-person thing, a 6-person thing. She's got a final 2 with Eddie. She's playing the whole house, all of this stuff. And so they're on the block together. And Kira is going to start to stir the pot a little bit, trying to get Adam on the block, trying to save Chelsea. Kira is going to accuse Adam of running what they have said, them being Kira, Chelsea, and Sam, to Dane, and that's the reason why they're nominated. Now, it's important to note that Dane has not told Kira any of this. This is stemming from the fact that Sam overheard Dane talking with Adam, and they're assuming that there's a relationship there. Kira is later going to explain that this is a test for Adam, and so they're bluffing, and Adam falls for it. He's like, well, no, I mean, the only reason I talked to Dane is because I wanted to make the two groups work together. And so he's trying to explain, like, no, it wasn't a bad thing that I talked to Dane. I was trying to do good. And he's kind of telling the truth a little bit. Chelsea feels hurt. She feels like, why would you tell Dane these things that I said? I was looking out for you, Adam. I was telling you that I was saying these things in confidence for your benefit. Like, I was trying to tell you, like, Dane might come for you eventually. Why would you do this to me, Adam? And he's just like, look, like, I was just trying to get the two groups to work together. Like, I got Dane and you guys were being brought up as targets. And it's just, I don't think that this was the thing that really caused caused it to happen. It's just like, it's, I was trying to, I trusted you and I trust Dane and the boys, and so it's like I'm trying to convince them that they should work with you, and it was a good thing, and I'm sorry if I was stupid, but like I was, that's what I was trying to do. Adam is so doofusy that he actually does kind of convince Chelsea and Sam to some extent, like, he had good intentions. They understand that he's working with the guy. They're seeing this for what it is, which is Adam is working with the guys. He was also working with them. Kira's like, you were playing both sides. And it's like, yeah, kind of. But he was like, no, it's not sides. It's just I wasn't trying to play both sides. I was trying to bring sides together. And so Chelsea actually is like, I get it, Adam, it sucks. It hurts. I hate that you did that. It was a huge mistake. Why would you do that? But like, I get it. Sam is going to do the same. But Kira is still very anti-Adam, trying to get him on the block. Adam's going to run straight to Dane after this conversation, be like, Dane, why they know? They know that I came to you and told you things. What did you tell them that I like what I told you? And Dane's like, no. What are you talking about? I didn't tell them anything. And Adam's like, but they know. How do they know? He's like, they're lying to you, dude. And so Adam goes back to Kira, and Kira's like, I tested you, Adam, and you went straight to Dane. He's like, no. And so then Kira goes to Dane, and Kira's like, Adam's trying to play both sides. I just tested him and he failed the test. He's sketchy. You know, I think that we should be looking at Adam. So Kira's doing all this stuff and this is all to like out Adam and try to get Adam on the block and protect Chelsea. But the reaction is not going to be the one that Kira is going for, obviously. Dane is going to go to Anthony and the boys, and they're going to talk about what Kira's doing and why. Like, Kira's talking about a guy's thing and sides and testing Adam and trying to, and going after Adam. Oh, this is not good. This is not good. This is dangerous. But Kira's not a threat, though. It's like, basically what this means is we need to get Chelsea out. Right? Like, Chelsea needs to go. And then we can go after like Sam or Kira. You know, that's what it's looking like right now. Because if Kira is on this track and Sam is more under control than Kira is, that means in order to weaken this whole sort of thing that, you know, because Chelsea is attached to Kira, it kind of ends up falling on Chelsea. And so it's kind of, you know, last week when Chelsea was trying to distance herself from Kira and we were saying like Kira could totally be the downfall of Chelsea someday, like that prophecy just like really got like pushed forward to this week, because Chelsea would never have talked about Anthony if it weren't for Kira. But did, and then became a target because she talked about Anthony. Then this week, she was not the target. Sam was the target until Kira started going around talking about guys' things and, you know, trying to get Adam on the block. And now all of a sudden, because Chelsea is attached to Kira, the thing that she didn't want to have happen in the first place, Chelsea is in trouble here and looking like she is, in fact, going to be the main target this week. The guys are set now a little bit more firmly on Chelsea and have backed away a little bit from the Sam back door. Now, Sam is still the person that will go up on the block if the veto is used, but Chelsea remains the target for now. So, oof, it's just, it's funny because, like, I mean, it's not funny. It's sad for Chelsea because Chelsea saw this coming. Chelsea was like, we can't be associated together because for the exact reason that they will be put on the block together and Chelsea will always be the target over Kira and Chelsea will die for Kira's sins. And so that's why Chelsea was trying to not include her in alliances and trying to make sure that they were separated and they didn't hang out so much. And Kira got very upset about that. And then and now this week, Kira is like guilt tripping hard on Chelsea for doing the very things that were like the things trying to prevent this very situation from happening. And now Chelsea feels bad for her attempts to prevent this from happening, but it's still happening. And she feels bad for the trying to make it not happen. And it's just, it's all coming crashing down on Chelsea. And things are not looking good. Things are not looking good. So Chelsea's in trouble. Adam is going to talk. Anthony is going to talk with Dane and Mark about all of this, as I talked about before. With all of the craziness going on after the nomination ceremony, they were talking about how, like, whoa, you know, it's Kira's talking about guys working together. We don't like this. You know, Chelsea has to go. And so Anthony starts talking about like Chelsea and how she basically hasn't spoken to him since like day four of her HOH reign. Like something happened there, obviously, like, oh, and Anthony is getting hyped. Anthony's getting hyped up. I tweeted out that like Anthony in game mode, when he's like getting intense is like when I just like go on a rant about trying to explain something really fast, but it's really complicated, and I go crazy like this, and it's just like constantly like this, and then you have to like listen to me, and you have to like understand what I'm saying when I'm trying to tell you what's going on in the house, in the Big Brother Canada 7 house. You have to listen to me, and no, stop. Just, this is what's going to happen here. This is what's going to happen, chat. You need to listen to what I'm saying, because I need you to understand that this is what we need to do. But like for another hour, that's Anthony. That's him. So he's going to be doing that to the other two guys, about Chelsea and then about Sam. He's like, oh man, I was talking to Sam and like, you guys, you need to understand. Like, we were in the file room and it was just like, we were going over days and it was like, day 9, this is what happened. Day 11, this is what happened. Day 13, this is what happened. And then she turned her head like straight out of The Exorcist. She was like, we need to work together. Right. And I was like, whoa. She's like scary. Oh my God. And so, you know, like we have to make sure that we are like totally making sure that we know what she's doing. And like, she needs to get hard. Like she needs to go. But Chelsea first now, Chelsea this week. And then so Adam comes in and then Mark leaves and Dane leaves and he's like, Mark just kind of leaves on his own. And then Anthony's like, okay, Dane, you go talk to Sam. You go talk to Sam. And Dan's like, okay. And he walks out and goes to talk to Sam. And then Adam's like, okay. So I tried to talk to Sam, and I just feel bad because, you know, Chelsea was like feeling hurt, and you know they were saying like I was playing both sides. And Anthony's like, oh no. And he's like, no. Listen, so I said no, there weren't any sides. And Anthony's like, oh yeah, perfect. That's exactly what you need to say. And Adam's like, yeah. And so then like I was talking to Sam, and you know I was trying to say, no, listen, this is what you need to say. This is what you need to say. You need to say to Sam that, hey, look, I am protecting you. You know, Adam, stop. You listen to me. This is what you need to do. You need to tell Sam, you're too nice. You stop saying like, oh, I'm trying my best. No. You need to go to Sam and be like, look, I'm protecting you and you owe me because I'm protecting you. That's what you need. Okay. So that's what you need to say to Sam. And then, if you do this and you need to say they're not sides. And, you know, I was just like going to the guys and trying to protect you. And that's what's going on. And Adam's like, oh, well, yeah. That's what I said. That's what I was saying to Sam. I already said that to her. No. Listen. This is what you need to do. You need to say to her, you need to say these things. And I was like, yeah, I said those things already. And he's like, okay, but listen to me. This is what you need to say though. You need to go to her right now and you need to like, just like, look, I'm protecting you. And Adam's just like, okay. And Anthony's like, okay, great. And then he goes off some more and he's like, okay, great talk. Perfect. You did great, Adam. Now remember, be humble. There you go. So Adam is going to kind of have that conversation with Sam, where he's like, look, I'm doing my best to protect you in this game. And she's just like, look, I'm not mad. I'm not upset about what happened. I'm really not. And he's like, I don't know. It kind of feels like you are. And, Adam's like, and she's like, no, I'm really not. Look, just you make sure I'm not backdoored. And I won't be upset. You protect me and I won't be upset. If I get backdoored, there's some upset happening. So they have that conversation. So we also, we have more Pretty Boys talk, actually, in the storage room. Anthony was talking to Mark and Dane and explaining to them the situation that he was just talking to Adam about. And he was, you know, he's like, oh, Adam, he's so worked up and he tells Sam everything. And it's so annoying. And Dane is going at it too. And they're like, they're really starting to like get into a groove of like totally just trash talking Adam. And, it gets to the point where Mark interjects and he's just like, hey, I just have like just quick question for you too. Do we still want Adam on the team? And but the guys are like, oh yeah. I mean, look, he's annoying, but like we're gonna, you know, we need him on the team. And he's like, okay, good, because like I feel like it would be, if we want to keep him on the team, I feel like it would be better if, you know, maybe we tried to be a little nicer, a little like maybe like a little lighter handed with him. If you know what I don't, and they don't really hear what Mark is saying. And Anthony's like, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. I think that at some point there's going to be a problem. Right. And I think Adam is probably going to be that problem. And it's like, whoa. Okay. Mark is like, let me just throw something out here. And I don't believe in this, but I just like just throwing out hypothetical, totally hypothetical, just random idea. Why don't we bring Sam in? Like, why don't we just use her? And they're like, no. Adam will betray us. It's like, right. I get that. But like, I don't know. No. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And he's like, just wait. No. If we bring Sam to the end, Adam will choose Sam over us. We can't do that. Sam needs to go. Wouldn't it be great if I won DHOH? This is Anthony talking. And like, I just took Sam out, like, oh yeah. And Mark is like, yeah. You, Anthony, you'd be such a great HOH, Anthony. And Anthony's like, I'd be sitting on my throne, doing all sorts of stuff. It'd be great. It's really funny. Now that I sort of have seen more inside of Mark's head, seeing him interact with Anthony is just like, it's so much funnier. But there is definitely a lot of cracks in the Pretty Boy Alliance. Dane also talks to Adam one-on-one. Dane is not quite as, soft-handed as Mark, but he is pretty adept at, sort of going to Adam and making Adam think that Dane is on his side, in terms of everything that's going on. So Dane talks to Adam about he does also say like, Sam, she's got to go. But, he also talks about like, hey, we also have to think about like when it gets to the final four, you got to think about final two. And I'm just saying like, you and me, Adam, like, we're the ones winning the competitions. We're the ones getting the blood on our hands. Meanwhile, Anthony and Mark, they're just kind of sitting back, not getting blood on their hands. I'm just saying, if we want any chance of winning, I think we need to be, in the end, together. Adam doesn't really confirm this all that much, but it does tell me that, these guys, they're preparing for the end game. They're playing each other. There's a lot of tension. This is not the Brigade had some tension too. They even cut one of their own throats, pretty early, but there's a lot of stuff going on within these guys. And honestly, they impress me in different ways where, Dane has a final two with Anthony. Yes, Aryan in the chat just points out, Dane also, yes, has promised a final two with Anthony. He's also now trying to make one with Adam. If he's able to get away with this, which he probably will because there's so much tension between Anthony and Adam that they probably won't talk, then he's kind of in a decent position. And for as much as the Pretty Boys do everything that Anthony says, every single one of the Pretty Boys has now mentioned that they recognize that Anthony would probably win in the end. One of the things Dane says is that like, we're the muscle, like we're winning the competitions. Mark and Anthony, they're great talkers. We can't be in the end with them. I don't see any of the three other Pretty Boys taking Anthony to the end unless Dane actually plans on taking Anthony over somebody like Adam, which is definitely possible. He had a final two with Anthony before he had a final two with anybody else, as far as I'm aware. But at the very least, the only person I could see actually taking Anthony is talking about how he can't beat Anthony. So Anthony, still, again, running the house, and for as much as I like to make fun of the way that he talks, it's very aggressive. You know, Cody on Big Brother 19 talked about being an alpha. Like, Anthony is the alpha of all alphas. This guy is just like, boom. You know, it's ridiculous. But he is running the house. But I see trouble for him in the future. I don't know what his end game is. And that's something to note here. Mark's end game, something else that we learned, I think, about Mark is that Mark is talking about, I don't know if this was a slip or if this is just like Mark being Mark, but he was talking about how Kira, they should not take out Kira like ever. Kira is a great person to bring to the final two. Not that I would take anyone but a pretty boy to the final two, but just, you know, just saying. So I don't know how loyal Mark will be to the pretty boys all the way down to the end, especially if he feels like he can't beat them. And he's looking at somebody like Kira as a great final two person, which who knows, especially also knowing we talked yesterday about Mark's rap, that he has a song that he says to himself to remember the days. He could probably be very good in these end game competitions about, days and questions and stuff like that. So there's a lot that I think that we can look like. I think there's still a lot that can happen that could blow the pretty boys up. A lot of the women in the house are talking about the guys. Right now it's not looking great for them, but there's a lot of internal tension too, and there's a lot of things that could blow these guys up. And then even if the guys continue to dominate the game, which they very well might do, there's still a lot coming down in the end game, I think, that will be very interesting to see how that plays out. And I, you know, even if they dominate most of the game, I would not count out an underdog sweeping in and getting to the final two and taking the win from them because they fought each other toward the end too much. So I don't know. I'm finding a lot of this very interesting. I hope you guys are too, because this is the stuff I really enjoy. But yes, lots of interesting stuff going on. Talk about Corey, please. Corey still mostly talking with Anthony. Corey did talk with Chelsea, and Chelsea was, it seemed like Chelsea was circling around like, hey, guys are doing things. Mostly talking about Adam, though, and how Adam kind of betrayed her trust, and nothing really that would prevent Corey from trusting Anthony as she does. Corey still, though, really just trying to get in good with everyone, talking with Kiki and Esty, having good relationships with them, good relationship with Damien, with Eddie. Definitely, these people who are just lying around could be totally prepared, poised to gather together and go after the big boys. The big pretty boys. What is my stance on the twins? As I sort of said, they trust Anthony and Dane too much. All of their information comes in and out through Anthony and Dane. But the good part is that they now do have, because of Anthony and Dane, Anthony even said to Dane at one point, hey, we got to watch out for the twins because I made the mistake of, having Corey get close to them. Anthony and Dane have been blind to the twins for good reason. They trust Anthony and Dane a lot and they will basically do whatever they say. But if you leave them in your peripheral for too long while focused on Sam and Chelsea and Kira, if they actually go through with their plan to go, Chelsea out, Sam out, Kira out, that gives Esty and Kiki way too much time, because they are getting in tight with Damien. They are getting in with Corey to some extent. One of their problems is that they aren't able to connect with Eddie. But I think that's the kind of thing that, despite their differences, they could get together if out of necessity. But really, for right now, it's not great. They're definitely in danger for the double eviction. They need a lot of things to happen. Nikki says that you should hear the conversation on the feeds right now. Well, Let's see what's going on. Live update. Earlier, Esty told Kira that she talked to Sam and she can't trust Mark because he went away over the days with him. Yeah, they still don't like Mark. They still don't like Mark at all. Kira, how smart would that be? Anthony getting close to Corey, Dane getting close to you, Mark getting close to me, and Adam getting close to Sam. Esty, stop. That would be so smart. Kira, and then having Kiki, and then having the girls go against each other. Dane even admitted to Mark the girls are feeling sketchy about you. Why would he say that? But I know he's not going to go against us. Yeah. Again, like, look, this is dangerous, but the problem is that they're hung up on Dane not going against them, which I think is maybe a little bit true, but not true enough. I think that they are going to be targets very soon. Man, they're close. They're close. I think the important part to note is but Dane will not go against us. They have no motivation to change up their position right now, because, you know, Dane is in power and they trust Dane. But it's clear that, that if Chelsea stayed, or if Sam tried to put something together, this is the problem. If Chelsea leaves, then there's not as much motivation for the women to gather up, because Adam can keep Sam content, believing that she is protected by the guys, and, you know, Kira can go to them and try to gather something up, but, you know, and then it's a double eviction, so if they win power, you know, I think the main thing that could come of this conversation is that that if Kira if Kiki or Esty win the HOH, that they may be less moldable for the guys, and that they might actually try to go for Adam instead of letting the guys convince them that Adam should be left alone. So, who knows? Something to watch out for. Again, it's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of stuff. And, you know, Chelsea keeps hinting at this. Chelsea keeps talking about, like, when should I out the guys? Should I out the guys? She's been hinting to, you know, the women about this sort of thing. And so, the guys are running the show, but there's so much bubbling beneath the surface that could totally blow things up. But of course, despite that, they still got to win a competition. So that's what we've got going on. Anything else? Any other questions we have from the chat before I wrap this up? If Sam and Adam go up in the double eviction, who goes home? That's a good question. It really depends. Right now, it would be Sam for sure. But if the twins, because look, we've been fooled by the twins before, where they talk a big game and then they don't do anything about it. So if they just talk about this for the rest of the week and don't talk to anyone else about it, then I think that Adam would stay. If they go to Corey and they talk to Corey and they pull Corey away from Anthony, if they go to Damien and reel Damien in and make sure Damien is on board with them, and they have a core group of at least four, then I can see them making something work. I don't necessarily see that happening, though, unless something happens where Chelsea approaches them, or the guys get outed even further, or whatever. But as of right now, the guys still would have the numbers. The guys still have control over people like Corey and even Kiki and Esty, I believe, to some extent. So, there you go. Thoughts on Damien? Damien is still just hanging in there. Anthony's been trying to bond with Damien as much as possible. He wants to make sure that Damien will not come for them, that he is concerned about Damien's relationship with the twins, that, you know, that's a dangerous thing because he can't get the twins to go after Damien and he can't get Damien to go after the twins. So that's again, part of why he's concerned about the twins. And I wouldn't be surprised if the twins were targeted as early as the double eviction, definitely by Adam and Sam at this point. Possibly, in fact, probably by Mark as well. And even possibly by Anthony. I don't know. I could see it. I could see it turning that way by the end of the week, especially if the twins are. If the twins make the same mistake as Chelsea, essentially, where they open their mouths a bit too much to Dane, which is totally possible. The benefit here is that because the first week we saw the twins was the week that Dane was HOH. And that's when we thought that they were kind of on the up and up in terms of understanding what's going on in the house, just not being active enough. Then when Dane wasn't HOH, he was down with them and they were just completely under Dane's spell. Now he's HOH again. He's busy with other things and their minds are starting to wander. And so it's interesting to see that dynamic as well. Lots of intrigue there. Tammy says, do you think there's a chance the girls come together this week and compare notes? Yes, I do. I think that there are obstacles, but Chelsea, Sam, Kira, Esty, Kiki, Damien even, like all of these people are aware that there's some kind of guys thing going on. And if they came together and talked it through, they might be able to do something about it. The problem is that none of them are in power right now, but post veto, the door is open. And post veto is when Kira and Chelsea plan on going broke in terms of talking about the guys. So we could definitely see a flip happen in the back half of this week toward the double eviction, where now there are some people playing in the double eviction that might take a shot at the guys, which could be very interesting. Let's see. Is Damien safe for the double? I think so. I think so. I don't see many people that would target Damien. I think that if Damien's side was targeted, Kiki would be the main target. Damien might be a backup target, but so that's where he might go. But I don't think he'd be anybody's main target. He'd be relatively safe. Sam will still be a target. Kira will still be a target. Even Eddie, I think, will still be a target. So I think Damien is relatively safe. There are very few people that would be like, I need Damien out. Kiki is in a lot more danger than Damien, I believe. Let's see here. Yeah, there we go. Who would target? Nobody would really target Damien. Who's on Eddie's list? Eddie would probably go after, who knows at this point? Eddie's got a lot of work to do. I mean, Eddie has always been after the big shots, Sam and Adam. But if Chelsea leaves, and I don't know, he might go after Sam and Adam. But like I said, there could be a lot that changes throughout the week. So we'll have to see, because at this point, it's not really in his best interest to go after Sam and Adam. And he might figure that out. He might not. All right. Nikki says the other than trusting Dane, the important thing is that they mentioned that the guys want to turn the girl. Yes. So yeah, I mean, it seems like in the very same way that that Sam and Chelsea sort of figured out, and Kira figured out the guys, Esty and Kiki seem like they are starting to figure out the plan as well, because they're so obvious about it. But similarly to Sam and Chelsea, in fact, even less so, where Sam and Chelsea were like, we need to do something about this. It seems like Kiki and Esty are a little bit like, we're good. Dane will protect us. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, lots of intrigue. I'm really into this. I know some people are like disappointed in like what's happening, but I'm finding this really fascinating. This is not a steamroll. It's it's gameplay that's it's like barely working. It's like it's they're dominating the game, but it's like being held by just a tiny little string, and that string could break at any moment. It's very fascinating to me, and there's a lot of interesting characters and gameplay going on that I'm really interested in. So I hope you guys are having as much fun as I am. That's what I've got for you this morning. I hope you don't mind how often I am on my own here. I do feel like when I'm on my own, I have a little more space to really just go full on in the acting department and just play out entire conversations, which can be fun. And I also get to hang out with the chat. So I hope you guys don't mind it too much. But I will probably be back tomorrow with a guest, so we'll see. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, and twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, and on Instagram Taren_Armstrong, and I will be back Monday night for the round table, where we will talk about the stock watch and do the full recap of everything that's going on the feeds and all of that good stuff. And of course, every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I will update you on everything going on in the Big Brother Canada 7 house. So thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time.